Open up tonight's show with a brand new song penned by Chip Dominick in memory of his mom.
She was there from the first time this boy ever cried. She could fix what was wrong and make the world all right. Like the sun on a rainy day, her smile could chase any tear away. A man can learn from his dad what it takes to be strong, and a man can adore his wife, provide for her his whole life long. A man can lead his kids through terrible twos and teenage drama, but there's nothing like the bond between a man and his mama. Anytime I had to talk, whether day or night, she'd bring her heart to open ears and the best advice. Look for wings and a halo. She's an angel, this I know. A man can learn from his dad what it takes to be strong, and a man can adore his wife, provide for her his whole life long. A man can lead his kids through terrible twos and teenage drama, but there's nothing like the bond between a man and his mama. Dad, what it takes to be strong, and a man can adore his wife, provide for her his whole life long. A man can lead his kids through terrible twos and teenage drama, but there's nothing like the bond between. A man can learn from his dad what it takes to be strong, and a man can adore his wife, provide for her his whole life long. A man can lead his kids through terrible twos and teenage drama, but there's nothing like the bond between. No, there's nothing like the bond between a man and his mama.
Good evening, music friends. Welcome to the Grassroots Show, our local music show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, setting the stage for show number 254, or thereabouts, equated to, divided by 4, cut by 3, and added by 10.
Plus or minus.
Somewhere in the midst. We're brought to you by All About Reclaimed in downtown Butler on North Main Street, All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double and his staff, who do a great job. A wonderful little store, and they do a lot of things on site for you, too. If you're doing, we've got that time of year, weddings going on, they can do all the flowers for you. They do a fantastic job. They do a little bit of everything. Stop in and or browse around on their website, allaboutreclaimed.com. And this particular segment being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. Jim Harpell and his staff can put your creations, with or without music, to tape so that you can be played on the Grassroots Show. Now, if you need help with the music, they can provide that as well. They've got a great staff of session musicians that can help out the cause. Or if you've got your own band, bring them in and then get on the radio here on 97.7.
There you go. We play a lot of stuff from his studio.
We certainly do. And we appreciate the great work that he does and support of the local music scene that Jim does as well. And especially Jeff Double and his staff at All About Reclaim, they're all about the local music scene as well. They're all about hometown local stuff. That's why they're one of the businesses involved in that. And Bob in Utah with you here tonight. We're going to be visiting with Derek Woods of the Derek Woods Band, and a musician who's had his band together now for a good handful of years. Well, probably we're in 2017 now, probably about 7 years. He's dabbled in the music scene out in L.A., has a father who's pretty well respected and well known, and we'll find out a little bit about that, and Derek himself, and playing some new tunes from their new album that came out in January. Looking forward to that here tonight. Of course, we're looking forward to our little get-together called the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that is coming up July 14th and 15th, Cooper's Lake Campground. So yes, folks, yes, if you haven't marked it on your calendar, it is 2 months from today. 2 months from today, kids. So get your tickets, $20 pre-sale, basically 20 bands for $20.
Can't beat it. It's all ages, 17 and under are free. We're going to be joined by the Tin Can Rally campers this year, vintage RVs and campers, Butler Area Society of Homebrewers. We're going to have Belly Dance by Melissa back out there, the Hoop Bear. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff, of course. And you already mentioned the 20 bands, 20 of the best local bands in the area. So get your tickets now. You can camp out there also. So you can hop on over to thebandjam.com and take care of everything right from there.
And we even have a link to Cooper's Lake Campground right from that site, so it's all-encompassing. And you don't have to stay for the weekend, but we encourage you to do so because it makes the experience that much more fun. We're always having a good time all night long, and then the music kicks right back up again. And it's a fantastic, fantastic show and get-together. And, you know, some premier bands are going to be there. Just a small sample of our grassroots show here Sunday nights, but I think a great sample as well. And some staples that have just become marquees of the event because of what they do on stage and the people they bring along with them, and great supporters of the scene as well, and always good to have that. And it's just it's a fun time, man. It's, you know, you're going to hear some of the best, and just get to sit back and relax and enjoy some great local music. So.
Yep, get your tickets now. I'm telling you,
get your tickets now. And don't forget, the Rock Done Right tour will be continuing in June, June 17th, Three Rivers Harley-Davidson, their 10th anniversary down in Gibsonia. And then following that, 10 days before the Band Jam, will be the Big Butler Fair. Shady Lady involved in a couple of different shows out there this year, and one of those is going to be July 4th, and quite the lineup for that night, no doubt, with Cherie White, the Shiners, also going to be a part of that. You have two other bands?
Yeah, we're going to be joined by Anger the Ant and Tarachan Sky as well. Of course, this is their big firework night, so you know, there's plenty of reason to come out. It's free with fair admission, so just grab a blanket, grab a chair, come enjoy the bands, and enjoy one spectacular firework show. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. And you can come down, you can hang out in the field in front of the stage or the grandstand. It'll be out in front of that. You can hear the music from there. If you want to see it up close and personal and be right under the fireworks, then, you know, come on out into the main area where the stage is. But it's a fun time. You know, last year we had a little bit of rain, so that's already been done and over with. So it'll be bright and sunny this 4th of July, and it's a Tuesday. It always rains on Monday, so this year it's a Tuesday.
I see.
That's how that goes.
They have you doing the weather here now, too? Bob.
You know, you do it all here. Hey, we're going to jump into some music before we visit with Derek Woods.
Yeah, hey, here's a band, speaking of the Band Jam and connection, Sumpin' Fierce. They're going to be joining us, making their debut at the Band Jam this year, and a song we've been playing quite a bit called Leave With You.
How about it? And they were announced this past Friday. Of course, we're announcing those Band Jam bands every Friday morning at 7:40, so good to have those guys. Love that song, Sumpin' Fierce. It's just Leave With You is a very catchy tune. And speaking of catchy tunes and bands that have been part of the Band Jam, Wine and Spirit, we're going to do their song Drew, and congratulations to those guys. They have been inked as part of the Roots Sports deal Friday nights surrounding Pittsburgh Pirates baseball this year. So when you're sitting down to watch the Buccos, maybe you're sitting down with your man can at you know, that little store down in Freeport called the Rainbow Inn. Keep an eye out. You'll see Wine and Spirit performing this year on that. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Tom and Lou, invites from your friend Drew. So they're rocking stones and beans, yeah, you're not alone. You got a glow stick mind, bending back and join the crew. Necessarily propaganda misery sung by Jasmine Drew. Silver rock and stones and beans, yeah, you're not alone. It's going off the river banks, yeah, and it's your friend Drew. Not necessarily. Sun's out and music's free. Lead a song, good man Drew. Silver rock and stones and beans, yeah, you're not alone. You got a glow stick mind, bending back and join the groove.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
The moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We're presented by All About Reclaimed on North Main Street in downtown Butler. And this particular segment of our show brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, where you can stop by for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, home of the Man Can Special. They're located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, and continually they are known as our longest-running sponsor of the show, the Grassroots Show, here on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com. Excited to talk to Derek Woods about the Derek Woods Band here tonight on our Grassroots Show, and we welcome Mr. Derek Woods. Derek, good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Great to have you on the show, finally. It's been a long time coming, I think, that we've been discussing having Derek on and to find out a little bit about you and highlight some of your music. We've played some of your music, but nice to talk with you in person now. And Derek, I guess we should start out by finding out a little bit about you and where you're from and a little bit of a musical background. Tell us about yourself.
It's great to be on. Thank you so much for having me. Well, I'm from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area originally, and we've been lately traveling all over the country here, but we are still located in the Pennsylvania area and do travel around this area as well whenever we're back home.
Whatever got you involved in music, Derek?
Well, I kind of grew up in a musical family. My dad, now he's in the Blues Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2012 into the International New York Blues Hall of Fame. So music was always a really big thing in my family. And even home videos from when I was just months old, there was always music in the house and a lot of music happening throughout our childhood growing up.
That's very cool. Give us a little quick background on your dad. What's your dad's name?
His name's Tim Woods. We actually, aside from Derek Woods Band, whenever I'm not performing with Derek Woods Band, we do also have a family band we do sometimes as well called the Woods Family Band.
Oh, very cool. We'll have to look that up. That's quite an honor to have your dad recognized as a Hall of Famer, and I'm sure that sets the bar a little bit high for Derek to keep reaching for the stars.
Oh, absolutely. In 2012 he did a blues album. I had all these legendary blues musicians on it. He traveled to Chicago and went down to Memphis, and he had all these different blues musicians. Some of them were in their 90s, and had them all on this album. It was a big compilation album, and that's kind of what led him to the induction, putting together this really amazing album.
Yeah, we're going to have to get our hands on that.
Absolutely. We need to play some of that, for sure. So I guess your dad had a big hand in influencing you. Would you say he's your primary influence, or would you say no to that?
I would definitely say he's a huge influence, for sure, in starting my interest in music. And I've always had a love for music, and we've had a big musical family, and songwriting has been a really big thing in my life. I've always had an interest in different songwriters, a lot of folk music songwriters. I've always kind of grabbed my interest, just the way they use their words and the way they tell stories.
When was the first time you sat down and really thought, you know, I think this is what I'm going to pursue, and maybe wrote a song? Give us a little background on that.
Well, whenever I was younger, I would dabble around playing guitar, but the first time I actually started writing, I was probably maybe 11 or 12 years old, I'm sure this song was pretty silly now, but I wrote a song. Someone asked me to be in their wedding, so I wrote a song for a wedding, and I just got up there by myself and sang the song for them. But, you know, as years went by, I kind of learned different writing styles and a little bit more about crafting the art of being, you know, a songwriter.
Any significant formal training, or was it just kind of you figured things out on your own, maybe, you know, found some influence from your dad, Tim?
Yeah, well, it's kind of trial and error. I try not to... there is a certain mold to songwriting, but I try not to be just stuck in that mold and, you know, let my creativity still go and be able to, you know, express what I'm writing, what I'm trying to say, but get it across the audience still, not get too far out there, but try to stick to a mold where they can comprehend it whenever it's being put out through music.
How did the process develop where it became the Derek Woods Band and you weren't going to be part of somebody else's band? Was that kind of an original intent, or is that just how it kind of played out?
Well, growing up, I was in a lot of different bands. I would co-write everything, but I would do a lot of times backup vocals, or I'd play guitar. But that in 2012, I was living in Los Angeles, and I decided I just didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to kind of branch off and do more of like a solo thing. Start really pursuing my songwriting and making that the main spotlight. Then I started performing out in Los Angeles just solo, and I realized really quick that I wanted to have other people out there with me. I didn't want to just, you know, be out there alone. It's pretty lonely to do that. So I brought in some other guys that, it was kind of funny, they were actually from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania as well. We were all just living in Los Angeles together, but so it felt like we were back in Pittsburgh, but we had a couple other musicians with me, and we just all started performing out, and it was really catching on, so we actually brought it back to the Pittsburgh area after about a year, and it just really started taking off. Yeah.
Very cool. We're speaking with Derek Woods tonight of the Derek Woods Band here tonight on our Grassroots Show. We're going to continue, and we'll talk about the evolution of the Derek Woods Band and find out where you can catch them and catch some of their music, but we want to spin you some of the music here tonight as well. And Derek, we're going to kick off with a song called Go All Night. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Go All Night's a song from our new album that came out in 2017 in January. It's the second single we released off that album, and we just released a music video on YouTube. It's on our Facebook page, and it's kind of a cool dancing music video that's kind of like the theme of the band is to get people dancing, and we really put that out there in this music video.
Well, it's kind of funny because we play your song dancing on this show, so.
Oh, that's
that sounds great.
Well, we're gonna dance Go All Night with it tonight here on the Grassroots Show. It's the Derek Woods Band on 97.7 FM.
Hypnotized. Oh, back. Steam like leaves and sleeves of a maple tree. Oh, baby, you're hypnotized.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by All About Reclaimed. And this segment brought to you by Broz's Super Ed. And wait till you hear their new commercial. I think you're going to love it. It's a little background created in the Broz's specialty. Just like their food and the full line of smoked beef sticks that they have and various cuts of steaks and deli meats and cheeses and homemade sides and salads. That's something that is very special, especially if you're looking, you know, you're thinking, all right, going to have steak on the grill tonight. Well, what are we going to have with it? Head up to Broz's. They got some great selections in the deli case that you can pick out and take home. Or if you're looking for some lunch, they always have something special like that as well. They're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Broz's Superette, top of South Main Street Hill. Of course, you have All About Reclaimed on North Main Street and Broz's Superette on South Main Street. And we're visiting with Derek Woods and Derek Woods' band putting out new material this year. A song called Don't Look Away is what you heard going into the break. Derek, welcome back. And give us a little background on the Don't Look Away song.
Oh, Don't Look Away was actually the first song we released from our new album. The album's called Paste. It's the first song we released in January as kind of an introduction to the album, announcing that we're going to be releasing it. Don't Look Away, it's one of my favorite songs from the new album. And we released a lyric music video for that. A guy named Brian Buckles did that video for us. And that was released, it was a few months before the album was released.
Tell us the members of your band.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, I'm the singer. And then we have Joshua Carnes. He plays lead guitar. Then we have Justin Landers. He's our drummer. And then we have Chris Shaney on the bass and George Hilf on the keyboard.
And it looks like, obviously, you're a multi-instrumentalist. It sounds like you have... Seriously, including yourself, a band of significant musicians.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I do play a few instruments. I mainly sing, and then I play acoustic guitar. I felt like that was a good mix in a kind of a more rock and roll band. To put the acoustic guitar as a front, I thought it was a nice balance. Then I, every once in a while, I'll pull out the harmonica, but I surrounded myself with just they're just outstanding musicians. Each one of them are from different backgrounds, and they each bring a different thing to the table. It's just outstanding.
I see one of the instruments you play is the K-oscillator. I don't think I've ever heard of a K-oscillator.
Well, yeah, our conga player that sits in with us sometimes, Nick James, he has a K-oscillator that we've brought into a couple songs for a live show, and it's kind of a cool thing to bring in. It's more computerized, but it makes a really kind of spacey sound for live, and it's good for in between songs to kind of connect songs and keep the show and mood going.
That's good stuff. You've had the opportunity to open for some pretty significant acts around the area, which is always a good representation of how successful a band in this area is when you're working your way up. And you've had some pretty big national acts come through that you've helped out on stage.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we've been lucky to just really work hard and team up with some really great acts. And I think right when we were first starting out, we played with Lisa Marie Presley, and we've played with Lucas Nelson, which is Willie Nelson's son. And it's just been a big list of different acts, and we still have some plan coming up here soon. So.
Cool. As far as the new album, give us a little background on that. How much is the band involved in creating that, or are you the primary guy that brings everything to the table? How does that process work for you guys?
Well, the writing process, it seems to really work for us. Everyone has their different processes, but with this group, and especially with it being, kind of centerized around it being my songs that I wrote, mm-hmm. The best formula for us has always been, here's the songs that I wrote, and so I bring those to the table, and that's kind of like the foundation. It's mainly an acoustic song whenever I bring it to the table, probably a full acoustic song, it probably sounds like, but I'll bring that to the table, and then everyone has their two cents in putting their own parts into the song. We build it up from the foundation, and everyone has their part in building this house of a song.
Very cool. If somebody was coming to see you for the first time, and they came up to you and said, okay, I'm coming to see the Derek Woods Band tonight, what can they expect? How would you describe the Derek Woods Band as far as style goes?
Well, we try to make every show more than just, you're just going to a show and it's an event. We try to make it. It's a lot of times our shows are pretty high, I'd say high energy. And a lot of people have always said it's kind of like, it makes you want to dance. That's why we always kind of push that theme, because our style of music just makes you want to dance. It makes you feeling good. We try to stay pretty positive with our songwriting and style of music we're playing. Make it uplifting and make it a, fun time out.
Where can people find, for example, the new disc? And do you guys have a social presence that people can track you down?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you can pick up the physical album at any of our shows. We always have it at our merch stand. And then we also have it, it's worldwide online. It is on iTunes. It's on Spotify. And then also, if you go to, I'm not sure if you guys have it in your area, FYE, and also Barnes & Noble, you can go in there. If they don't have it in there, then you can order it from them.
Very cool. We did have an FYE. It's just going out of business, unfortunately. I guess that's the story of record stores in our area. So, but we have a few down in Pittsburgh that we can hit.
I was going to say, they're going out of business, but one just opened up,
that's
too.
Right.
So.
That's right. So
we'll
head to Super Monkey Recording Company.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Facebook, look you up, Derek Woods Band. I know you guys have a fan page, too, and that's always a good cursor on how successful you guys are.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're pretty much every social media site out there. We're on there, and we push each one pretty hard. We're at Facebook, Instagram, and it's all under Derek Woods Band.
Do you have
everywhere?
Cool. Do you have certain areas that you play, or where are some of the upcoming shows later this year people can find you?
Well, we have actually a pretty busy summer coming up. We're performing with Cheech and Chong and Rusted Root. It's going to be in Ohio at Nelson's Ledges. It's a weekend festival. It's June 30th to July 2nd. Then after that, we put on our own music festival. It's called Jam Bruzel. That's every year. This is our third year doing it. It's all day music, and Derek Woods Band closes it out. That's in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, July 29th. It's at a brewery. It's called Four Seasons Brewing Company. Then we're doing in Brookville, PA. That's called Farm Jam-a-Lama, and it's a weekend of amazing music, July 7th to 8th.
So you guys definitely get around. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah, we're all over the place. So this summer should be a busy one.
So five-man band, Derek Woods band, you probably have a big truck to haul all your material, right? We're going to do one of your new tunes called Big Truck. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Big Truck was actually a song that was on our debut album, which also has the dance and song on it. Big Truck was a song that was on that album, and whenever we were recording our new album, we kind of, since that point of releasing the first album, we kind of gave it a different take of how we perform it live. So we were like, let's just tune up a take of it on the new album and revive it again one more time.
Cool. So. And how about Much Better Now? Give us a little background on that song. We'll play that as well.
Much Better Now is one of our live songs that always gets a really good reaction. It's a fan favorite for a live show. It's a high energy song, and it adds a little bit of that jam aspect we have in the that song. A little bit of rock and roll, but that's one of our favorite live show songs.
Cool, fantastic, Derek Woods. Appreciate the visit here tonight, and exciting to talk with you and hear some of the great music and share it with our fans. And hey, we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
It's Derek Woods of the Derek Woods Band, and you've got more of their music right now on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
much better now. Much better now.
When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff, all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Why not head to The Rocks? Tomorrow night, Rock and Haven has 75 Cent Wings, and on Thursday, free pool with karaoke. On the stage, Donnie Yozo hosts an open mic on Wednesday. Funhouse takes the stage on Friday. And later this month, kick off your Memorial Day weekend at The Rocks with Angie DeRose at Rock and Haven on Friday the 26th, and Heidi and the Hellcats will be there on June 2nd. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, June 3rd, join in for a summer kickoff party at the American Legion in Lindora. It benefits the Compere Corps Veterans Night Out programs, featuring music from Dempsey, Save Yourself, Trigger Happy, and the Noble Hops Band. And on Saturday, June 17th, it's the Rock Done Right Tour stop for June, Three Rivers Harley-Davidson celebrating their 10-year anniversary. And what a party it'll be. It'll be a pig roast, they'll have a photo booth, on-site pinstriping, huge giveaways, and live music with Frank Rodriguez, the Noble Hops Band, and Doppler Effect.
The moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on our Grassroots Show, wrapping up another episode here for May 14th, midway through May already. That means we're 2 months away from the band jam. So make your plans and get your tickets. Pre-sale, $20 across the board for the whole weekend. And we're brought to you by All About Reclaim. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Great music from Derek Woods and the Derek Woods Band. It was good to hear those guys.
Yeah, absolutely good stuff. And looking forward to catching them sometime. I haven't seen them live yet. Going to have to try and make one of those trips.
They seem to bounce around a lot of different areas. Of course, I think their hub, they play a lot in Greensburg area, but boy, you see them playing up northeast and central PA and out in Ohio, so good stuff. Hey, let's wrap up the show tonight with a couple more tunes. We're going to be playing some Brent Staggs connected to Super Monkey.
Yeah, we'll throw him on here in this song called Shovelin'.
And we'll follow that up with a band called Sea of Heads. We played them before, and Dave Lutowski, a native of this area, is part of that band. They're from the Pittsburgh area, and we'll do their song, Southbound. And we'll visit with you again next week on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com.
King. From the Honda North Studios. Ah, finally. Spring into Honda North today with hundreds of new Hondas in stock. We've got the one you want right now. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.
This time you're really leaving. I heard your suitcase say goodbye. Well, as my broken heart lies bleeding, you say true love, it's suicide. You say
you had some good times. Now they have their own hiding place. Well, I can't promise you tomorrow, but I can't buy back yesterday. Yeah, baby, you know my hands are dirty.
folks, I've been eating him for 6 or 7 weeks now. I haven't got sick once.
Bob Mickey was
ships on the water, very free and easy.
Easy,
you know the way it's supposed to be.
Silver
on the shoreline, let us be
talking about
very free
and easy. As we watch you guide, all we can do is echo your anguished cries. Stare as all human feelings die.
We are leaving.